you can rely on Atlas Butler for all of your plumbing and drain service needs. Our expert plumbers and drain specialists can take care of anything, from a broken water heater to a clogged drain. One call truly does it all.
Atlas Butler is built to keep you comfortable, and our plumbing services are no exception. Call today, get it fixed today. That's our pledge to you.
Atlas Butler is at your service. Call 1-800-FURNACE.
Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Melissa Hyuk, sitting in for Clarissa Montero. Now, since COVID-19 spread across the world last year, social enterprises have had to brave all kinds of challenges in order to keep going. Extra funding during such tumultuous times will provide a much-needed boost, but even more important are business survival skills. Well, today we're joined on the line by an award winner among social enterprises who has both Daniel Teo, founder of Malaysian social enterprise Native, and one of the partners behind the award, the Singapore International Foundation's Gerald Chan, Division Director of Programs. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Melissa. Thank you for having me on your show.
No, at all. Thank you. Thank you, Gerald.
Thank you. Now, great to be here.
Thank you. I'm going to start with Gerald first. I'd like to find out first a bit more about the Made for Good Award itself. Now, it is open to alumni members of the SIF's Young Social Entrepreneurs, or YSE program, which has been running since 2010. What prompted the decision to organize this award during COVID-19?
Yeah, thanks, Melissa. The SIF Deutsche Bank Made for Good Award was specially created to commemorate the Singapore International Foundation's 30th anniversary this year, actually, celebrating 3 decades of making friends for a better world. In fact, for the past 30 years, the SIF has connected world communities to enable Singaporeans and world communities to come together, you know, to collaborate and effect positive change through programs like the Young Social Entrepreneurs Global Program, or we call it YSE Global. Yeah, so this signature program is an annual 8-month program that aims to inspire, to equip, and enable youths from around the globe, you know, to start or scale up their social enterprises in Singapore and also beyond. So our YSE Global actually has grown over the past 12 years, and now boasts an international alumni network of more than 1,300 change makers, you know, representing 42 nationalities.
You also have YSE Regional, right?
That's right. Yes. So apart from the signature program, which is based in Singapore, our YSE Regional program was held in the various cities in Asia. You know, so this is a smaller scale kind of workshop, where we scale up, you know, the participants in the respective countries and cities, for this program as well.
Mm. I'm curious, you said this award was organized especially for your 30th anniversary. So does that mean we have to wait another 30 years for the next award, or are you planning to make this a regular affair?
We actually, this time around, we partner with Deutsche Bank, you know, for this special award. So they have been a very important partner of the YSE Global Program since 2017. They have made significant contributions in various ways, right? So they have contributed to the funds awarded to the YSE winners, which we hold every year, you know, the YSE Global Program. So we have a prize money for the winners at the end of the program. And this is the annual program that we organize. You know, so Deutsche Bank also, you know, sent representatives, you know, to be part of the judging panel as well for the final pitching every year. You know, so our partnership has gone back, you know, quite a number of years, and we have been very good partners. And in fact, we also have been discussing, you know, what other collaboration we could do beyond this Made for Good Award. Right? So definitely we look forward to partnering with Deutsche Bank or any partners for future awards, besides the annual YSE Global prize money that we have in store.
So in short, akan datang lah. Not sure yet, the Made for Good Award, whether it's going to be a regular affair, right?
Yeah, more good news to come, for sure.
Okay, we'll keep our fingers crossed for that. Okay, yes. Let's hear from Daniel, actually, award winner, right? Congratulations. You were the winner for the YSE, was it regional Made for Good Award?
The Made for Good Award?
Yes,
Time round, yes. But previously, we were a winner for the YSE Global Competition back in 2019.
Oh, wow. Double congratulations. Yes. A bit belated, but double congratulations, right?
So, Daniel was one of the six winners in 2019.
Right. Okay, so a repeat winner. So, maybe actually tell us first, what does Native do?
Sure. Thank you for the opportunity, by the way, to be in Singapore virtually.
Our pleasure.
Radio. So what Native does is we work with the Orang Asli, or better known as the indigenous people here in Malaysia, to build businesses together with them. And we do this with the idea of creating meaningful livelihoods for them to gain an income, while also giving them the opportunity to share their culture with the world. And our specialty is really in tourism, where we create and curate nature-based tours where people can come and visit and really enjoy nature as it's meant to be.
So give us an example of what you did before COVID hit.
Sure. So before COVID hit, we used to do a lot of hiking trails that were led by the Orang Asli, and they weren't just your conventional run-of-the-mill hiking trail. This would take you to mountains or hills that you've never heard of, where you would be led on almost like story-narrated journey by the Orang Asli people, where you would learn about the history of the place and also be shown certain artifacts or any other curiosities along the trail from an indigenous perspective. So that's one of the things that we did, amongst others.
That's intriguing. What were the sort of challenges you faced these 2 years during COVID? Because obviously there were different versions of the MCO, taking place in Malaysia, right? I suppose in every other country, there were also a lot of restrictions to movements. So how did you overcome the challenges of these things?
That's a great question, Melissa. So definitely being in the tourism industry, we were hit really hard. When the pandemic first arrived, we pretty much lost all our bookings for the year in 2020. And at first, we, like many other businesses, we thought that this would pass in a matter of 2-3 months. It became very obvious that it would not. And when that time came, we also revisited the drawing board together with our partner community. And I feel like they were the ones who really led us through it as well, in a way, where because we already had existing relationships with them and we knew that they had other products to sell. So there was this one particular community who sold the notorious durian, and they had it in huge quantities growing in the forest and no way to bring it to market. So together with them, we built a durian brand called Biji Bumi Durian, and we forayed into that, which saw us through the year in 2020 and contributed a lot to our sustainability in 2021 as well.
Wow. Do you do online delivery? Sorry, it's just durian. How do you resist that, right?
No, what's interesting is that a lot of Singaporeans have reached out to us, in fact, but we unfortunately can't serve you just yet, but we hope to within next year or the year after, latest.
Okay, also coming soon, right? And I'm sure with the help, I suppose with some help from SIF as well, the funding, the prize money, that could be helpful, and publicity support from the ISF. What plans do you have for these benefits that are part of your award prize, I suppose?
Definitely. So I think the Made for Good Award and even the prize support from SIF, and now with Deutsche Bank in the picture as well, we can continue to dream the dreams that we have for better life for the indigenous people. And I think over the pandemic, we learned a lot about the importance of investing in local capacity. So now we're focusing a lot on programs to teach the indigenous people more entrepreneurial skills, how to get involved with social media. And we're also investing a lot in digitalization, where we would be taking on more of, you can imagine, we're trying to now build the Airbnb for indigenous experiences here in Malaysia, and hopefully the rest of the world as well when we grow. Mm-hmm. And I think with SIS supporting us, we might get there. Hopefully sooner than later.
Yeah, and you still have the skills that you learn from the programs, right, the YSE programs that are, I think, continue to mature and develop within you. I'd like to actually know, and I won't get you to answer that question because people might think that, you're like bragging or what, right? But I'll ask Daryl, how Natives stood out from the rest of the, people who took part, because I understand there were more than 1,300 alumni changemakers of 42 nationalities who applied.
Mm.
Yes, in fact, we received a lot of strong applicants, for this award. And when we assess them, in detail, native stood out for us, in terms of how they have diversified their offerings in the last 2 years, while continuing to empower and support the community they are working with. So we're very proud of the work that Daniel, the team, and his team has been doing so far, despite the pandemic and all the challenges that they are facing.
Okay, so maybe we can try and tap Daniel's brain a bit, on what tip he might give to other social enterprises, who are struggling during this period.
Wow, this is a big question. I would say definitely, when you talk about diversifying your offerings, I feel that there's always an underlying issue you're trying to solve. For us, for example, it was always about empowering Indigenous people. And I feel the most important thing is to not constrain yourself to your existing business model, where I used to be very hard up about, no, we will only do tourism. But we realized that there's actually so much that we can do if we were just to open our minds to the possibility of it.
And not be so literal about how you define what your business is, right? Because I suppose to a certain extent, by selling durians, did you ever think like, okay, hang on, this kind of goes against my brand, so therefore I can't do it, or I shouldn't do it?
So actually, we did it in 2020 under the brand of Native itself, and we felt that it is a bit uncohesive, right? And hence why we spun out a separate brand. And I feel like, because of how the internet is today, I wouldn't say it's easy, but it's a lot simpler these days to spawn new subsidiaries for your own enterprise.
And for these unusual tours that your Native organizers, you can have a free plug here now. How do people get hold of, how do people make the bookings, get in touch? Because I'm thinking that by next year, it's very likely that travel would soon, would resume and the numbers might pick up, hopefully, back to pre-COVID levels again. So I think there are a lot of people who are really, really itching to do something, to get out. So how do we contact Native?
Thanks for the plug. So you can find us on social media, particularly Instagram, where we're most active, at Discover Native. Or you can visit our website, which is discovernative.org.
Okay, no .my, right? So it's discovernative.org.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, yeah, because when I first started looking into who you guys are, I just typed in Native Malaysia, and of course you get a whole lot of, different sort of websites coming up because of the common terms.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yes. Okay, Gerald, the SIF just celebrated its 30th anniversary on 1st August. Can you tell us what we can look forward to in the next 30 years?
Well, thanks, Melissa, for the question. In fact, since 1991, right, the SIF has brought Singaporeans and world communities together to uplift lives and effect positive change. So to do this, actually, SIF runs a suite of diverse programs connecting Singaporeans and world communities. So the programs, we aim to actually build enduring friendships to enrich lives and effect positive change, through our shared ideas, our skills, and also experiences. So we really want to thank, our volunteers from Singapore. There are like more than 5,500 of them throughout these years. And also we've been partnering with more than 700 global institutions across 28 countries. And we've made, over 45,000 friends, of Singapore over these years as well, in terms of collaborating with us in our various projects and programs. Right. So basically for us, as we look forward, right, beyond 30 years, and for us, we are undeterred, by this current travel restrictions, in the past 2 years. And we are actually harnessing the power of digital technology, to continue our work, in the international collaboration and development space. And I'm happy actually to share with you that, right now, over 90% of all our programs involving international collaboration have gone online. So we've learned a lot, over the last 2 years, through all these challenges. So going forward, actually, for SIF, we'll continue to be responsive you know, to the needs of our stakeholders and the communities we work with. So definitely we are, you know, prepared, you know, and going to adapt and harness technology and innovation. So one area, of course, in tackling the challenges of the digital age, you know, while continuing to do meaningful work in bringing people together to collaborate, you know, to enrich lives and also to effect positive change.
Well, thank you so much, Gerald. I mean, thanks to the SIF also for flying the Singapore flag very high, right? And before I go, just one last word to Daniel. Please bring your durians online and across the causeway. Thank you both for your time and all the best for the rest of 2021 and have a great start to 2022.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you so much.
And
likewise to you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Take care, Daniel.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Gerald Chan, Division Director of Programs, Singapore International Foundation, and SIF Deutsche Bank Made for Good Award winner Daniel Teo, founder of the Malaysia-based Native. I'm Melissa Hyatt for The Soul of Business. You are with Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.